Micah. Chapter 4. But in the last days it shall come to pass, that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come, and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between many peoples, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord, will I assemble those that are lame, and I will gather those that are driven out, and those that I have afflicted. And I will make them that are lame a remnant, and those that were cast far off a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from that time forth, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto you shall it come, even the former dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out aloud? Is there no king in you? Is your counselor perished? For pangs have taken you as a woman in travail. Be in pain, and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shall you go forth out of the city, and you shall dwell in the field, and you shall go even to Babylon, there shall you be delivered, there the Lord shall redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against you, that say, Let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hoofs bronze, and you shall beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their wealth unto the Lord of the whole earth.